Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 229.
Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Peter from Uganda, and I'm excited just to share a little bit about what's happening there. And one typical example is a place where we started movement 4 years ago, and now it has started multiplying. It has been multiplying, but is multiplying into other areas like Biende and Iganga, and every other meeting that we have, we get people that are coming out of another movement. What happens is when people get to hear about what's happening in the neighboring village, people get excited. They want to know if it can work for them, can it work for us? So that ends up becoming an overflow. So disciple makers go into the next village, introduce DMM strategy, and then lo and behold, people begin to get excited. They practice, they see the results, the fruit of it. And then they keep sharing and then keep bringing others who also come to learn. And saying that, they don't bring them to us. They conduct their own training sessions and they are able to introduce DMM to those new communities. And they mobilize other churches and other people groups. And then they meet and are able to learn. And then we see it spilling into neighboring villages, parishes, districts. Yes.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Peter again, and I'm from Uganda, born and raised in Uganda. And my first engagement with the DMM was way back in 2004, when I had the opportunity to travel to West Africa and meet David Watson himself. And it was a point in my life when I was really stuck. I'd been part of something going on in the city. I was part of many church plants in the country. And the last one that I had done at that time in 2004 was a very big, that turned out to be a mega church plant. Then 2002, I felt the Lord was telling me to leave. I never dreamt I needed to leave. And then when I left, I wanted to do church planting the old way or the traditional way. Go make a crusade, you know, have salvations and start church. And that didn't work for me. Little did I know that God was giving me something new. So 2004, I traveled to Sierra Leone. In this one room, where were about 20, 25 people, David Watson was able to demystify what church was all about. My perception of church was different from what the scriptures was presenting to us. So that's when I was introduced to CPM. I came back home in Uganda and I was very excited. I went to the next village. By this time, I was pastoring a church that was meeting under the tree. We met under the tree, and for about 2 years, we were meeting under the tree. And I was asking, Lord, is this it? Is this what you brought me out of the city for? You bring me out of a mega church, and now you put me under the tree? And right there, after listening to David Watson, I got inspired. I said, church can happen anywhere. Church has got to happen where people are. It's not about even the building. It's not about anything. It's about people meeting together, sharing God's word, and then going out to obey what God is telling them to do. So I told the congregation, I said, you know, We've been here too long, 2 years. We need to think about other villages, other communities that have not had the opportunity to hear the gospel. So I told him, go find it. The next Sunday, 2 Sundays away, a young man came and told me, Pastor, there is a place, a village, about 3 miles from here. There is not a single church. And it's a predominantly Muslim community. So I said, yes, yes, this is the opportunity for us to try out what I had learned in Sierra Leone. So I invited them. We did the normal way method. Let's pray. We prayed. And then we went out. That one day that we went out, we found a person of peace. A man that received us, he said, you want to do God's work? I receive you here with warm, glad hearts. And there we were able to start groups. We were meeting under the coffee trees. Remember, I was meeting under the huge tree that God had provided. Now we had to meet under the coffee trees. Now coffee trees, if you look for coffee trees, they don't grow tall. They don't have a lot of leaves. But that was the basic shelter that we could get. And would meet and interact and share scripture and send out people. Fast forward, we've seen God work in this community. That out of this community, many other communities have been reached. And we've been able to plant many churches out of this. We've been able to even set up schools. We have 2 schools in two different locations. And this has been a great journey. So, and then God kept on sending us and expanding us. 2012, 2011, I met Dr. Ayla. Remember, I'd met David Watson. Went home, started a movement. But then because I had no support, I had no coaching and mentoring, what happened? There was that passion, that warning down, say, Lord, is there something else I need to know, I need to add on? And then God brings my way, Dr. Ayla, 2011. So we began the journey together. He came and he said, let's join together and see how God can work. Then God sent us to places like Karamoja. Karamoja is in the northeastern part of Uganda. Unreached people groups. I mean, you go there, over 2 million people, no churches. And so God sent us there. We began to engage with the community using the DMM strategy. And we've seen transformation happen in that region. It's a whole sub-region, 2 million people, with 7 clans, clusters. You know, all these clusters for many years, they were doing cattle rustling, fighting each other, robbing from each other. And they killed missionaries. So it was a place that was no go. So we started going there and engaging with them, discipling them, starting groups. And now we can see the movement, traction. What was like 8 districts that unreached? So far we've covered about 5 districts that have groups going on and multiplying, churches that have been planted in those communities. So we thank God. Then there is another area that the Lord took us again in 2017. This is in a place called Kaliro. We had an organization that was drilling wells. And these were Christian organizations. They said, well, is this it? Did God call us just to drill wells and teach people hygiene? So they invited us to join them to do discipleship, to help make disciples and plant churches. And I want to tell you, God used that access ministry for us to penetrate into this region. And we started groups that multiplied to over 400 groups in this one region. We had over 490 leaders that have so far even been trained up to this day. And we've seen movement move into the neighboring districts. And this has become like an epicenter of what is happening in that region. I'll tell you a few stories of that. What happened in that region. One of the coordinators we have there is an MBB, Muslim background believer. This one, he was supposed to be killed by his own father. Why? Because he had come to faith. And at one time, he tied him up and put him on the tree, ready to kill him. It was just the neighbors who intervened with pangas. It was a whole village war. Because this man had decided to kill his son who had become an infidel. Now, speaking today, his father believes that this is the only young man that he has who has benefited him as a father. He has embraced him back after he has seen the transformation and what God is doing in this young man's life.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
Today, he's our coordinator. Then we have another lady. She's called Zaina. Zaina was married to a Catholic man. And as we engaged with these leaders of these wash facilities, we began to challenge them. We want to encourage people to begin to learn about God. So this young man went home and told his wife, you know, they taught us today that we can learn about God by ourselves. So this Muslim woman says, you mean I can learn about God by myself without these people who have kept throwing words at us? She said, I think I can. She went to her neighbors. She said, can I borrow your Bible? And sure enough, they lent her the Bible and said, can we meet and discuss and learn about God? She's this kind of person. The first scripture she read, and I speak to you women. To her, it was like a light bulb just came on. She said, you mean the Bible talks about us women? For all the years I've been in the mosque, they never talk about women. We are outcasts. So that excited her. So the next time we're in the village, she came to attend, to learn. We invited all the MBBs to teach them how they could share their faith, how they could start up groups. And she came. She hadn't become a believer then. I want to tell you, this woman decided to become a Christ follower. We were able to witness her baptize her own husband, the one who brought the message in the very initial stage. He hadn't become a Christian. He was just a Catholic man. He became a Christ follower. She baptized him, and she baptized her own daughter. Now, that was a miracle. Today, she's a pastor in the church where she is. So these are the many stories that we have. Another one is Fred. Fred is a witch doctor, was a witch doctor, a prominent witch doctor. And here he was being invited in this small group to begin to learn about God. He's the only one who knew how to read. No one else in the group knew how to read. So Fred started out reading for others the Bible. And the four questions that we have in discovery. What does the scripture say? What do you learn from the scripture? How are you going to obey? And who are you going to tell? Maybe that another group can start. So after walking through those questions for 4 weeks, Fred realized that he needed to become a Christ follower. Fred accepted Christ and began to become a disciple. Fred was able to baptize his own two daughters. I'm saying mature daughters. They were about 18 and 20. We witnessed Fred coming out of the water. He said, all the devils are destroyed. And here he was. He went home and he had to burn the shrine that he had at his home. For the whole village, this was something strange. What happened to Fred? Fred is now a Christ follower. Fred is now no longer the chief witch doctor. His clan's people began to fight him, but much later, one of his aunties came, and she was very ill, on the point of death. And she came to find Fred. She said, Fred, I heard that you found another way. Can you pray for me? I'm almost dying. Fred had the opportunity to pray for his aunt, and he saw her being healed. And this became a testimony in his home, in his family. So the stories go on and on and on and on. God is at work in communities. Ours is just to take the small part, and that is to introduce people to the simple way of learning about God. God teaches his people. God convicts his people. And then I also create this platform for people to be able to go out and multiply and make disciples who will make disciples who will make disciples until their communities have been transformed. So we've gone to another area. It's called Mayuge, which is the next district. And there, when we first went there, we were resisted. People didn't want to hear anything about it. They thought we were just another denomination trying to establish itself there. And then we started those people having small groups. And in one of the small groups, there was a lady who had been terminally ill. And her husband happened to be the manager of the mosque. He was the head of the mosque. Now, this woman came to this small group meeting and shared her problem. The people in the group meeting agreed to pray and trust God for her healing. This woman was healed. This woman was healed. She went home and told her husband, "I'm healed." Now, remember, this man had taken this woman from hospital to hospital to hospital. There was no help. There was no deliverance. So here he was. One evening, she comes home and says, "I've been healed." She gets the jerrycan. You know jerrycans of water? She goes to fetch water. The man says, "Now, this woman is joking. She's once put me in problem to be able to take her to hospital. She's been ill for the last many years. She says she's going to the well to fetch water." So he commanded his children, "Please, you escort your mom. I think something is wrong with her." He thought she would collapse with a jerrycan. And here she is. She comes home carrying the jerrycan. He watches in amazement. The next morning, he thought this would wear out. She wakes up. Unlike prior, she begins to sweep the compound. She begins to do the chores she has not done in years. And then he said, "What happened?" She still told him, "I went to that small group and those people prayed for me in the name of Jesus." This man stood up. He said, "If God will heal you, my wife, then I will serve no other God. I will serve your God." This man is called Edrisa, chairman of the mosque on his village of Maum. He stood up and said, "Unashamedly, I want to tell you, from now on, I'm serving the Jesus that has healed my wife." Out of just that one community, we had over 450 people that were attending the church. And that was a miraculous testimony in the community. A drunkard who witnessed this, a young man who was a drunkard all the time, drinking from morning to evening, falling all over. When he witnessed this, he too said, "I want to know that Christ that has changed the life of my neighbor." Yeah. The stories go on and on and on. It's amazing what God is doing in the country. There's even in northwestern Uganda, where we have 95% Muslim presence, God is working amongst those people. He's stirring up hearts. We have imams that listen to the proclaimer every week and organize people to come to his compound as an imam, and they listen to the proclaimer just in the process of learning more about Isa, or Jesus as it were. So we see great things happening there. This was a closed district, but now it's opening up. Opportunities are there. We're engaging, and we're believing at one time we'll have movement happening in that area. They are called the Aringa. And while we work with them, we're also working with the 500,000 refugees that are in the area in a camp called Bidibidi from Sudan. So that's exciting. Those are opportunities that God is bringing our way that we need to maximize, that his kingdom will grow, that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is the Lord. We've been using proclaimers, particularly in areas, because we're oral culture. Most of the communities where we work in are illiterate communities, people who can't read, people who can't write. But the good thing is media is opening up opportunities. So we've been blessed. We've had a few proclaimers donated, and particularly with the people in northwestern Uganda and northeast, the Karamojong and also the Aringa, we've been able to distribute some audio Bibles. And I have pictures of the imam holding up his audio Bible, beaming, just smiling, excited that he's going to be able to hear an audio voice of the scriptures in his compound with a few people that are meeting in his compound. So with that, we really pray that God will bring our way more media resources, and that we'll be able to hand communities audio Bibles. So there won't be any excuse for people not to be able to hear. Nobody will say, "You know, I couldn't read, I couldn't understand, I didn't have the opportunity." We want to put that opportunity at their doorstep. For one audio Bible, we believe that could serve like 10 people, 20 people. And as they listen regularly, the Holy Spirit will be able to touch and convict their hearts to know him, to love him, and to follow him. So God bless you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.